If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Oh my God, did fuck the intro. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. We're doing on Zoom because Zachy got the summer vid.
Yeah, and it's like gone, but like we're playing it safe because of athlete. And you, honestly, I don't want to get you sick.
My birthday is next week. I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be this Friday. So I don't want to get sick either.
My gourd.
Can I just say, this is like the least, is this what happens when you're like in your 30s now? Like, I'm just so, I couldn't care less that I'm turning 34 on Friday.
Yeah, I put less and less into my birthday every year, probably starting when I was like 16 or 18. Or no, maybe 21.
Well, not that ridiculous.
21, because it's like, well, no one's like looking forward to their 30th. After 21, it's kind of like a, oh my God, I'm going to be 30 and I'm not like married or you know what I mean?
Not me. I was literally like, thank God I've survived this shithole of a life I claim to have when I was in my teens, I was like, I'll probably die before I'm 30. Like, genuinely thinking that was my plan.
I could see that for young Kelsey, yeah.
Yeah, but she was also very mentally ill, so that explains
totally,
a lot.
But fun, and she had long hair. Yeah.
And look at her now. We put in like the expensive extensions.
What if crazy Kelsey's coming back and she's sneaking in via the hair?
Should I break my sobriety?
I mean, listen to your locks.
They're whispering secrets into my ears.
Instead of locks of love, it's like locks of mental insanity.
Hey, I've got something kind of fun for us.
We breezed right past your birthday. Like, is that part of it? Like, I know you don't want to spend any time on it, but like, it's a big week for athlete. Are y'all gonna, you teased about coming to Vegas.
I would love to still come to Vegas for a night if it's realistic for us. We should talk about that. But I feel like I have nothing to say this week because it'll happen. And then on next week's episode, maybe we could talk about it.
But you don't have any
plans.
Even want, like, a dinner? Okay.
Can you believe it? Because everyone's out of town. Everyone I care about's out of town on summer break.
Everyone's out of town. The gym I just went to was like empty. Like,
which is crazy because that is a cesspool of gym. People. Yeah. So I don't know. But you want something that is exciting to talk about?
Yeah.
guys, we have reviews to read. This Yay! Is the first time. This was such a good idea from Zachary, giving us the idea to read some reviews out loud so that it would, like, encourage you guys to go leave more reviews. And, like, the funnier, the better. You know what I mean? Just, like, be
the
wild.
Funnier or the ass kiss year. Like, honestly, if you are obsessed, like, I want to feel that in your words.
Yeah, we don't get enough praise on the internet in what we do.
That is so sad because we probably get more praise than most people will ever get in their entire lives.
I have a praise kink. I'm Leo. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Kovo Power in the USA. Says, love this podcast. I've been a fan of these two since Dating No Filter show. Their energy is so awesome together. You guys make me laugh so hard. Ah! How cute.
Kovo for America? I hope. What is the handle? What's the handle?
Kovo Power.
Oh. I wonder what that is. I hope it's like okay.
Kovo? Yeah. We're reading out like very problematic names. Okay. The next one is titled Confidants. This is from Subchalk.
Oh, okay.
I love the chemistry you two have. You crack me up, and I look forward to new episodes each week. Can't wait to see the live show when you come to Portland.
Ooh.
We're still putting together that tour, but we're still planning on doing a fall tour, y'all. So can't wait to announce those dates.
Yeah.
This last one is from, and this made me laugh, Alex Janel. They say, love, love, love it. Absolutely, truly love this podcast. And I love when they talk about politics, too. Whoever you are, Alex, you understood the assignment because whoever that angry white man was that left us that negative politic review, you're really sticking it to him. And I appreciate that.
I like, do not know how to express this plainly enough. If you have like hate in your heart, if you have like the desire to tear someone down, if it's going to take you even 30 seconds, reinvest that time in anything else.
Literally, go hate someone else. Walk.
Revert the hate to someone else. Just do something nice. Go eat a fucking candy bar. Like, just don't. When you're getting the urge, do a push-up. Do anything else that is more useful than tearing down two beautiful Kovo people.
Two beautiful long-haired blondes. Like, we used to have the same haircut, you know?
I want those hair. I want that hair. If you do die soon, leave me those.
That's all you want out of everything?
No, I mean, I want other stuff, but what it's in front of me right now.
I'm trying to think of what this I want if you
so
die.
Crazy.
Your career.
Look at our I just realized something. Look at our backgrounds. Yours is chaotic.
It's and the mine first thing like, everyone comments on when I get on a Zoom. They're like, wow, that room is crazy. You look like you're in like a full Twitch streamer's office.
Oh, I was going to say like the therapy room at a mental institution. Because it's like
that too.
Plain, you know.
And I look like the mentally ill person coming to visit
you.
Yeah,
before we get you.
Do you have any housekeeping?
I am going to be opening for Bob the Drag Queen on part of his tour. So that's fun. Yes. Oh, I'm also working on my hour. And I think I worked with a coach, a friend who's a great person other people have worked with and like, I think I needed to throw money at it so I could like get serious, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like I needed 100%. Something, I needed skin in the game. And I think I found a nice way to weave something through it. So that's just exciting.
Ooh,
and
then that is exciting.
I think I'm going on a coffee date on Monday, but we'll see.
Ooh, okay. My housekeeping is I had a really funny, I mean, I had a very stressful week. I talked all about it on TikTok, so I don't need to like rehash the details because I'm sure all of you saw, but we had to take Hippo back to the ER. It was like a whole really scary, like 2-day event. He has pneumonia from when he ate his poisonous plant. He wasn't like healing very well and we didn't know he had pneumonia. Like it was kind of sudden that he had it, but it went from like being a problem with his throat to like it dropped into his chest very fast, whatever. So he's healing on the mend from that. But the night that I was woken up by him not being able to breathe very well, it was me, Athlete, and Hippo sleeping in the Athlete's bed because the Athlete like woke me up and was like, Hippo can't breathe. I can hear him like hacking and like struggling to breathe, and we weren't sure if it was like his sinuses or what. And so we fell asleep with like I fell asleep with my hand on Hippo's chest just to like feel it. And it was like 2 a.m. and I was like, well, as soon as the vet opens up at 6, I'll take him in. And this has never happened to me before, and I'm curious if it's ever happened to you. But the Athlete said he started hearing me in my sleep go like, hey, why? No. And then I started hysterically crying in my sleep. Like he was like, you were like, and like he like reached over and touched me because he wasn't sure what the fuck was happening. And I woke up, and I, for like a split second, I thought I was underwater because when I opened my eyes, it was so blurry, and I was like, what the fuck? And like, I was like, what's happening? And he's like, I don't know, you're like sobbing. And I'm like, why am I crying? It was so unhinged, and I was having a nightmare about a home invasion that someone was like in our house, and they had like taken Hippo, and they stole my car, and they were like leaving the driveway, driving away with Hippo in the car. And the lady who stole him was like leaning out the window for some reason yelling, birthday cake.
Not birthday cake.
Bro, what does this mean?
That's crazy. First of all, I'm far too medicated to cry or especially sob. And I wake up with, like, the feeling of the dream, but, like, I have no idea what would bring me to right. tears, like, to...
Like, openly crying while still sleeping, like, for a good minute or so. Like, didn't even wake up from it.
You know what's crazy is, and this is actually one of my fears, because I used to sleepwalk and sleep talk when I was a kid. Mm. The fact that you can do stuff while fully asleep, like, that's so scary to me. And like, what if this is the beginning of your sleep journey?
First of all, do not inject that manifestation onto me. I rebuke, because you know why? Athlete to sleepwalker. He fully unscrewed a light fixture in his bedroom, on his bedroom ceiling one night in his sleep. He said he woke up and he was like holding it in his hand.
He could have electrocuted himself.
Correct.
Oh, that's messed up.
But how funny is it that he's 6'5", so he was tall enough to reach up and unscrew it? Me and you would be like,
Yeah, we'd probably fall and break our fucking legs.
I mean, insane. But speaking of the Athlete, I may or may not have called him my boyfriend on a TikTok that I put out to the world this week.
You're fully in love with him, so I'm glad that, like, that word slipped out of your mouth.
We've been keeping everything off record to just be private about everything, but I feel like we could tell the confidant that he's been my boyfriend for, like, 8 months.
Yeah, y'all started living together after, like, the third date. And actually, the fact that it's gone so well is a true testament to how much y'all do jive with each other.
And I think it really showed, like, when doing something patiently, you know, like, I think my biggest mistake after my 5-year relationship was immediately getting into it with Sir. And like, we all saw how that ended. And so even though we technically he became my roommate, it was like we kept it very
professional.
Slow. Yeah, there was like patience and there was no rushing anything. And so that was a big part of it, was I just didn't want to put any pressure on him to also now have to be like publicly my boyfriend or whatever. But that happened.
Do y'all sleep in the same bed every night?
No.
Okay.
I don't like sharing a bed ever.
Okay, same. And then Will, okay, have you talked about him, this becoming public knowledge, like associating, because now people know who Athlete is if you ever reveal who he is.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing.
Or does he have to stay in the shadows all the time?
I think, here's my thing. Here's the whole reason why I kept everything off record. A is because of what happened with Sir was just so disastrous and embarrassing, and like honestly was the whole reason why I wrote a fucking book about breakups. That like I just wanted Athlete to have his own voice and like brand and like sports journey without having any attachment to me, or like if someone were to Google me, I don't, or if someone were to Google him, I don't want me to pop up, which is like something that did happen with Jared and I's relationship, which I felt like I just want him to have his own identity. And
yeah,
not that I think I'm all that famous, I just, I talk about a lot of things that most people and brands don't really find safe in a public image,
yeah,
like regard. So I just, I'm trying to protect his autonomy and let him, like, he doesn't care, but I just want him to feel good and like stable in his stuff before I invite him into my crazy world, you know.
Totally.
But yeah, Zach's been like, yeah, he's, you've been a really good job of also keeping it quiet, and I appreciate that.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I'm just playing the long game to eventually get with Athlete.
Listen, so. You guys would make, my favorite thing is when you guys hold hands at the farmer's market and walk around together.
I know. That's my favorite. Literally, pictures. That caused a ruckus when I reposted it on my story.
Because people aren't used to you having a man.
Or at least not being like, yeah, no, I've never been public at all with like a guy, which is funny because I talk about like my sex life a lot, but like holding a guy's hand and in a moment that looks like I'm very vulnerable is like unheard of. Scour the internet. You won't find it.
This reminds me, I forgot to tell you, but it's funny that it's happening live. You pinged a friend of mine on, I think, Grindr, who like screenshotted it to me and was like, isn't this your best friend? And I was like, ah!
Oh no, wait, what was it?
What do
was
you
it
mean,
bad?
What was it?
Like, what
no.
was the...
It was just a ping. I don't know. I guess you guys matched on some app or something.
Oh, maybe I tapped him.
Yeah.
And I guess he didn't tap me back.
He didn't?
I don't know. I mean, I know who this friend is?
No, you wouldn't know.
Oh, damn. That's so.
He's very cute, though. I think you would like him.
I'm sure. I'm boy crazy. I like most boys.
True. You do have an addiction, and we love you for that. So I'm going to try and set y'all up, play matchmaker about that this weekend. But I also just got back from a farm stay.
Oh, my God.
Finishing
my
book.
Wait,
I doubled.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I doubled my page count, doubled my words. Like, I'm arguably too much now. So now I'm like going back and revising before I send it in. But when I tell you, this farm, Zachary, had pigs, goats, dogs, kittens, chicken coop that you go outside and you pick fresh eggs every day. Like,
whoa.
I literally was.
Do they
in
not
a tree
get
house.
Feisty about that? Do they try to attack you when you take the eggs?
No, they're kind of more like, we get it.
Okay.
It's delicious. Go off, have some of our bounty. But I was alone in a treehouse in the middle of fucking nowhere for 5 days on this farm. And it's a private orchard. So they make avocados and citrus fruits. But then they have all these like garden vegetables and like this fresh chicken coop. So I'd get up every morning, be naked as hell, blast the Charlie XCX album, carry the speaker on my back. I would go and pick eggs out of the coop. I would
naked?
Pick some apples naked. I would
you
take
had your,
them.
Your coochie next to hens? That's crazy.
Next,
within
there's so many
distance
with so many spiders in the trees and stuff. Ew! I was just like a nature girly. And then I'd go feed the pigs. And then you don't have to do any of this, by the way. I just really enjoyed it. And there was like a farm dog that would walk me around everywhere. And she would like sleep under the treehouse every night and keep me safe. And when I tell you, y'all, book the treehouse Airbnb visit. Book the solo like off-grid stay.
It did you good.
Baby, I was mad I didn't book it for another week.
Damn.
I was like, I could stay here longer.
Wait, but do you want to talk about, you told me you came back anxious.
I did?
Yeah. You said you had a huge, you got, being away for 5 days made you so incredibly anxious when you got back.
No, that's before I left. Remember? I'm like, I get anxiety before I go on vacation because I feel like once I'm
there.
No, no, no.
This is recent. Eh? It's in text.
No.
Yes.
That's what I said before I left was I'm always afraid of going somewhere because when I get there, I just want to be home.
I'll send you later.
I can promise you.
I can promise you. Do you want me to pause the podcast now?
I'm scrolling back up.
I can't wait for
you
to
find it.
You
might be thinking about when I texted you.
I can't wait for you to find it.
You might be thinking about when I texted you on Monday where I was just like, ugh, what am I doing? Everyone's more successful than me.
No. What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Hold on. I'm feeling that also overwhelming feeling of being back after being gone for 5 days, catching up.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. That was like, oh my gosh, I have so much work to do.
I'm feeling that also overwhelming feeling of, okay, it's not a good note.
It was more like I had the Mondays of like, oh my God, I have so many emails. Like, oh.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Is there anything you could have done to like prevent that or you were ultimately happy with? Yeah.
I purposefully was like not answering emails. Text was totally off grid. I think like you and Tiana and the athlete were the only people I texted while I was out there.
Damn, good for you. And you fucking finished your book. Congratulations.
Thanks, babes. Okay, when we come back, are you excited? Because we're doing something that we have not done in a fucking minute. And I know the confidants are really going to be excited. We're going to do a hose throughout history.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Zach, have you even done a host throughout history?
I don't think I have.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe at the very beginning when I joined.
Yeah, it's a beloved segment where I pick a lesser known woman in history and I tell her story to you and you react to it because it's often crazy and talks about a cool hoe.
Oh, I can't wait. I love hoes.
I know you do.
Famous and infamous. Yeah.
I'm going to read you her story and you'll feel free to cut me off whenever you have something to say. If you have questions, how can I help you understand it better? But I rewrote the story to be in terms a boring history lesson that's more in our language to understand.
Oh, great. So it's like Brat Summer vibes.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, today we are talking about Catherine the Great. You know anything about Catherine the Great?
Catherine the Great, did she...
Katie, our girl, you know.
Catherine the Great. It does sound familiar.
Wait, exactly, right?
Did she survive a king?
Don't they all?
No, a lot get beheaded.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Maybe. You'll have to stay tuned to hear.
I think Kate Blanchett played her.
Okay. That could be factual.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know anything. Go on.
Shocking. Okay. Well, did you know that her name was not always Catherine? She was born as Sophia. She was born in Germany, and her mom hated her right off the bat because she was a girl. Like, shocking, right?
She'd hate to hear it's still happening.
Right. And her mom really was more mad at herself because her mom was forced to marry off to a dude who was, like, way too old for her. Uh-huh. And her mom really was, like, the definition of a gold digger. Like, wanted to live this opulent life, be part of royalty. Like, she really didn't achieve what she wanted, so she really took it out on Sophia, right? So she didn't really like her own daughter, and Sophia had to spend a lot of time with one of her governesses, and her governess was the one who would teach her, like, school and French lessons and anything about the world. Like, didn't come from her mom and dad. It came from, like, her being obsessed with books and, like, wandering around their mansion during the day and, like, you know, falling into a book in the corner, and her parents were just like, oh, that girl again. She's just reading. What a fucking
Belle
nerd.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. But then finally, her mom had a boy. Yay!
Yay, boys!
Then he got really super sick. Like he died from, like, scarlet fever.
Girl, he died. That sucks.
Yeah. So the mom was kind of like, ugh, this just isn't working out for me. I need to find a way to, like my daughter and invest time in her, because clearly, like, me having boys isn't going to help me become, like, richer and get the life I dreamed of. So I have to do something with this dumb bitch that I had named Sophia. So her mom was like, okay, I need a new project. Sophia, it's time for you to get married. And now I can finally use you to, like, travel and go meet people and network and, like, get you as an excuse to get out and live, like, a more opulent life to whore you out. Like, if I can find you a man, I can make sure he's rich, and then that I can get into that, like, high class lifestyle that I always wanted.
Oh my God, it's the mom on Titanic.
Oh my God, so true.
And Kate Winslet, yeah.
Kate the Great?
Yeah.
So she was like, bitch, you're getting married or else. So then, once upon a time, her mom took her to visit one of their aunts who had never gotten married to scare Sophia, to show her what being a single woman was like in those times. So her aunt was a spinster living in a one-bedroom house with 16 fucking pug dogs.
Okay, wait. First of all, it's you naked wearing extensions picking eggs from a hen's coop. That is the spinster. You're like, oh, literally, I'm getting my eggs.
Yes, because Catherine was like, or Sophia was like, bitch, you don't even like me. We have no relationship. Like, I want to study. I want to read. I want to be like Belle, but you want to marry me off? And, like, her mom was like, oh, yeah? You want to read and be a fucking single woman? You're going to be living in a one-bedroom house. Yeah, with piss and shit everywhere.
Wait, I didn't know pugs were even invented back then. I thought pugs were kind of new.
No, I feel like pugs were like a royalty thing, kind of the way, like...
Could you imagine the surround sound of... All
in the castle.
Time.
Yeah. And so.
No, she had a one bedroom.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Studio apartment or whatever.
You're right. And there were 16 of them.
That's crazy.
So it worked, to say the least. Like, Sophia was like, oh my God, I don't want to stay single. Like, I understand I need to play the game now, but I obviously don't want to just get married to anyone. I need to be smart about this. So one day Sophia was just chilling, you know, in the town, village, going to visit some homies. And she runs into, by chance, this boy named Peter Ehrlich. He was 11 years old at the time, and she was still a kid too, but he was the heir to Sweden. He was the last surviving grandson of Peter the Great. Everyone's just great in this story. But there was something also wrong with Peter. He was sickly, which Sophia remembered that life because of like her brother, right? She's like, this is dicey.
You don't survive the winter.
Yeah, I really like him, but he's just got like this not great quirk about him. Other ways that Peter was described as a child was doughy of features, had fish-like behavior, and was a raging alcoholic at the age of 11.
Wow. Wait, doughy in features? And then
I'm going to start saying that about myself.
Yeah, and then what's the fish thing? Fish? Something fish?
Fish-like behaviors, which
fish-like behavior
is
that means. That's even better than doughy featured. Fish-like behavior?
Honestly.
That's so funny.
It paints such a picture, doesn't it? Like, just flapping fucking...
Yeah. I'm picturing a horribly... Yeah. A plump little fish in a bucket just going crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
But also sickly. So, that's interesting.
Yeah. So our girl Sophia was like, listen, he's sick. He's got fish features. But like, I need to get married. And I actually do like his personality, even though he is also an alcoholic. I also like how we skipped over that. Like, we focused more on fish features.
People have their quirks.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Alcoholism. Yeah. I get that one. I don't get being doughy featured or act like a fish.
So by age 14, Sophia's cousin, who was 24, starts becoming like a huge big fucking creep to her, like sexually assaulting her against her will and stuff, like just a bad dude. And he wasn't going to give up and told Sophia, like, you have to marry me. And she's like, no, I'm thinking about Peter, A, and he's like the heir to the Swedish throne, B, and C, you're my fucking cousin, but you won't leave me alone. So you know what our smart girl did? She was like, I'll marry you as long as you stop trying to hook up with me and if my parents approve. Like, if they say I'll marry you, then I'll marry you. And he was like, bet. And Sophia's like, oh, I can't stop thinking about Peter, but like, how gross my cousin wants to marry me. That doesn't really play into the story at all. I just thought that was kind of crazy that like her cousin was like.
Well, it's also crazy that her solution was like, okay, I'll get married, but we aren't doing it. Do we have it on paper that she said she wasn't going to do it with him, or was she going to? She was going to do it with him. You can't get married and not do it.
I think she didn't have any other options until this is where the story changes. So remember how her mom was like trying to whore her out, was like, I'm going to travel with you and like write some letters to people to be like, you're single, like networking with you. Like she had done all of that. Yeah, yeah. Matchmaker. And then one night while the family was having dinner, a late night UPS delivery arrived. And I don't mean UPS. It was like a courier or whatever. And it was a letter from this chick. Remember her name because she's going to be important. Elizabeth of Russia. Now, this royal lady, Elizabeth, is important because it turns out she is Peter's aunt. And she knew some of Sophia's family. Like, she knew the uncle. And she was like, oh, you have a sister who has a daughter who's, like, single. And Peter is my nephew. And okay. I'm interested. I'm listening. Let me make some connections. And what Elizabeth decided to do was adopt Peter as her own son because he was just like this little lowly alcoholic sick orphan who was supposed to become the heir to Sweden, but like had no family and had no guidance or like anyone to help him.
How was he the heir to Sweden but didn't have family? Because
they're all estranged. They're all in Sweden. And he was living in Germany. And they were like, she was like, okay, I'm going to take you, adopt you as my son, because I never had any children. But it means you have to give up the right to Sweden's throne. But in giving up the right to Sweden's throne, if you become my son, you're automatically going to be next in line to be the heir of all of Russia. So,
oh my God, wait, this is Elle Fanning.
Sure, I don't know what you're saying.
It's Elle Fanning. There's a show with Nicholas Holt called The Great.
Oh, okay, great. So do you
and
do
it's
know
this story? Yeah.
No way.
And
okay,
like,
well,
she like
pretend like you don't know. You shut. You're just gonna spoil the ending.
It is such a good show. Like,
okay,
it's
now
such
I'm gonna
a
watch
show.
It. So he was like, "Yeah, I'll give up Sweden for Russia. I don't give a shit about Sweden. I don't even know anyone over there." And so Elizabeth adopted him, and they kept it really secret. So when Elizabeth had written this letter to Sophia's mom being like, listen, I got the boy, you got the girl, y'all need to come to Russia right now, hint hint, without saying why, but like being like, I'll let y'all marry into this family, plus like they're already in love because they'd met before, hee hee ha ha ha. And we think, okay, this is a perfect setup, right? Wrong, Zachary. Another fucking twist happens that night. A twist of fate. A second UPS letter arrives that same night, and it was from another great, Frederick the Great. He lived in Berlin, so he was a German great. He also attached 10,000 rubles, which I guess was a lot, yeah, with his letter of being like, I want to meet y'all. Like, y'all should come to Berlin. And here's how dumb this mother was. Like, this dumb bitch literally got the letter and thought Frederick the Great was sending this money invitation for herself, for the mother, so not for the daughter. So she spends 10,000 rubles on a dress for herself and all these fancy travel arrangements and shows up to Berlin. And Frederick is like, where's your daughter, Sophia? Yeah. And she hadn't even brought Sophia. This is how Delulu this bitch was. So she was like, oh, she's sick. And he's like, okay, we'll bring her back tomorrow. And she was like, okay. And then she shows up the next day without Sophia. And he's like, where's Sophia? And she's like, oh, she's still sick. And he's like, bitch, if you show up one more time without your daughter. And she's like, okay, no, I'll bring her tomorrow, I swear to God. Third day shows up. Guess what? She doesn't bring Sophia. And he's like, I'm fucking done with you. Where go spend that money I gave you to go get your daughter. And she's like, I spent it all. And he's like, oh my God, here, take one of these fucking dresses I have in my back closet from one of my bitches, go back, get your fucking daughter, you dumb dumb. And she was like, fine. So she finally goes back, gets Sophia, brings her back in this like hand-me-down gown that's way too big. And Frederick, of course, finally gets to meet her and is like, I don't care what she looks like. She's great. She's perfect. She's everything that we need. And everyone's like, oh, this is a little weird because that's like a literal teenage girl and you're like a whole grown ass man. But, you know, times were different.
Totally.
Then as if we didn't need another fucking twist, Zach, I fucking got you. Turns out Frederick the Great was playing double agent. He was scoping out Sophia because he knew that Russia and Elizabeth and Peter wanted Sophia. And he was like, if I get her first, now Elizabeth and Peter have to go through me to get to the girl. And why is that important to me? Because I want Prussia to exist. Prussia is this idea of Russia and Germany being friends and allies, and they'll help me if I have this girl. So now she's become a bargaining chip where he's like, oh, I got this girl. You want her too? You got to go through me, and you also have to help Prussia. And Russia was like, oh my God, fucking fine. We'll help Prussia. Just give us the fucking girl. And Frederick was like, fine, I'll send her with you, but I'm not going to tell you this little secret that I'm also sending her mom with her so that she can be like our little spy. So Frederick sends Sophia and her mom finally to Russia so that they could be like, okay, this marriage will unite us all. But like, we also have a spy in Russia now who is the mom who like is very jealous that this is all happening to Sophia, you know, like real jelly bitch shit. Mm-hmm. So finally, at long last, Peter and Sophia finally get together. But uh-oh, too much time has passed, Zach. And what happens when you leave a man for too long?
He comes in someone else.
He found another bitch. He had fallen in love with someone else. And Sophia was like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how many miles I have traveled for your dumb bitch ass? Like, it's crazy. And Sophia was like, okay, look, I don't even really need to make you happy to be successful here. I need to make your fucking aunt/mom happy. So Sophia was like, I'm going to become the best fucking, like, girlfriend of the heir to Russia that, like, Elizabeth the Great has ever seen and make Elizabeth fall in love with me so that, like, she's really the one in charge of everything, making all the shots here. So Sophia's like, I'm going full Russia. I'm going to learn how to speak the language. I'm going to become the biggest fucking Russian fan you've ever seen in your goddamn life. I'm going to wear all the jerseys. I'm going to learn all the history. I'm going to know all the facts. And everyone's like, oh my God, have you heard about this new chick, Sophia? She's like very good for us. Like she really loves our culture. She really loves our religion. And people really start to see them together. And it makes his aunt/mom Elizabeth the Great very happy. And she was like, okay, fine. Yes, you're going to marry Peter now. Like, you can totally marry Peter. And Sophia's mom was pissed about this. She was like, I didn't expect Sophia to be able to do all this shit on her own. Like, fuck these people. Fuck Russia. I don't like these people. She starts talking all this mad shit behind her back. And as retaliation, Elizabeth the Great is like, you know what? During the wedding, I got a little surprise for you, Sophia's mom. I'm gonna fucking strip her of her name and give her a new one that's all Russian as hell. In fact, her new name is now Catherine the Great. And that's how she got her name.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the mom was like, oh my God, this is so annoying. And Elizabeth is like, I'm going to make sure you're never fucking famous and rich. And you're going to be just like fucking irrelevant. And I'm going to make your daughter the most famous bitch in all of Europe. And so they have this huge wedding. And like, the mom isn't invited to any of the things. She doesn't get to sit at any of the big tables with all the fancy people. And they're finally married. But on their wedding night, what do you think Peter did?
He cummed in someone else.
Close. He got too drunk to have sex.
Okay.
Basically was like, I'm way too flaccid. He left Catherine the Great all on her own. She was like, oh no, is this what the rest of my life is going to look like? Right. And so this lasts, Zachary, 7 years. Like, they are not fucking. Peter's in love with another bitch. Catherine's just trying to like save face and be the best Russian little cheerleader you've ever seen in her life. But of course, 7 years in a sexless marriage,
right,
not producing an heir, people are starting to be like, TikTok, bitch. So at this point, Catherine's like, I have no choice but to dick down a new lover. Like, I have to produce an heir. And if you're not going to fuck me and like be in love with someone else, I got to do it on my own. So she was able to get pregnant with this secret lover. But then no one knows that it's her secret lover. So everyone thinks that this is Peter's child, except only her and Peter know this.
It's not true.
Illegitimate. But they're not going to say anything because why? They need a fucking heir.
Wow.
So they're like, oh, great. She's pregnant. She's having a boy. Yay. But then
they knew she was having a boy.
Well, she had it. She had a boy. And they were like, it's a boy. Okay. Yay. Then poor auntie slash mom Elizabeth dies, which means Peter's now in charge. And we're like, uh-oh, this can't be good. And one of his first orders was to reverse all of his aunt's like military work that she had done. And because of this, Prussia started falling apart. Remember, they had that little deal with Prussia. Yeah. And he was like, okay, I'm going to help out Prussia, aka Germany. But because he was putting all these resources into Prussia, he was neglecting Russia, and people were like, bro, that's not cool. You're making our country poorer to make this other country richer. And he was like just doing all this shit that was really starting to piss off the country. But what really pissed him off the most is that Peter enforced this law that was like, everyone has to shave their beard.
Oh.
Yeah. Like real tyrannical shit. Like just.
That's weird. And I wonder why.
Things weren't making sense. Like he was doing all these crazy things with the military, and people were like, what? And he even like pulled Russia out of this long war that they had been in that was keeping them powerful. And Russia's like, Russia is like, you got to fucking go, bitch. It's time to form a coup. We're going to form a coup and we're going to replace you with, who do you think, Zach?
Catherine.
Catherine the motherfucking Great, your wife, you dumb bitch. So word starts to get around the military, right? Like between soldiers. They're like, oh my God, have you heard about this coup? And everyone's like, stop, shut up. Really? There's going to be a coup? And they're like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the people who are in power, who are helping Catherine form this coup, is like, everyone's talking about it. Shut up. You guys are going to ruin the secret. The coup, like, we have to do it now because you dumb bitches have loose lips sink ships. So they had to like go forth with their plan way sooner than it was ready. And so they were like, fuck, you guys are ruining the plot. We got to get Catherine in a carriage, take her over to St. Petersburg, the capital, and get her like knighted by a bunch of popes and shit that can give her a bunch of power. So Catherine's like, okay, bet, I got to go. She sneaks out of the castle. She rides drown in a carriage, and Peter's just like such a dummy at home this whole time. He has no idea his wife is like at the Capitol getting all this power. He's like, everyone's an idiot for saying she's going to overthrow me. Like, I've heard your little whisperings. She's not that powerful. There's nothing she could do to hurt me. I'm king. Boo, 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 blah, 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 blah. Of course, like typical man, right? So our girl Catherine goes to St. Petersburg, and she gets knighted, or whatever the fuck it's called, to be Catherine the Great Empress of Russia, which is like so important, right? And then Peter realizes for 2 days his wife has been gone from the castle. He like comes home and is like, it's really fucking quiet up in these large halls. Like, my violin echoing a little bit too loud for me to be happy. And so he's like, oh my God, it's too late. She's already been crowned at 33 years old, Empress of Russia. And she had this big ass army coming back with her from the capital. That's like, we're coming and we're arresting your ass and throwing your bitch ass in jail. Oh, and by the way, your son isn't really your son. And now everybody knows it. Nee, 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 boo, boo. And he's like, God damn it. I had no idea that she had this much power to do this to me. So he's a dumbass. She goes back and is like, arrest him, throw him in jail. But before we kill him, he needs to sign all these papers saying that no one can overthrow me and dethrone me as the queen. And so he signs it because, like, what other choice does he have? And the first order she had as empress after her husband was arrested and put in jail was to make her... So close. It was to make her a magnificent crown that took 2 months to make. It was gold and silver encrusted with 4,936 diamonds, 75 pearls, and a huge ruby on top. And wow. It was like, that's the first thing I would do too. You know what I mean?
That's brat.
That's so brat. So then 8 days after he was arrested, Peter was suddenly mysteriously dead. Big surprise, right? They officially said, according to our autopsy report, it was a severe hemorrhoidal colic attack.
Yeah, for being choked.
I thought hemorrhoids were your butt.
I didn't hear the word hemorrhoid in that.
Hemorrhoidal?
Oh. Well, I don't know. There's like a lot of words like hemoglobin and like hemorrhage. And
I'm going to go with something happened to his butt. Like his butt exploded.
Okay, his butt exploded. Yeah. He got butt fucked to death.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what they put it down as he died. And then finally, Catherine was able to take over. She expanded the Russian Empire, winning many wars and uprisings. She also established educational reform, championed the arts, and extended Russia's borders into the largest territorial gain since Ivan the Terrible. And that is Catherine the motherfucking Great.
Damn, what a hoe.
Right?
You gotta watch The Great.
Is it so much better than what I told you?
No. It's probably not more succinct either, but it's just like, it's TV version of what you just said.
Yeah.
But it's like very similar. Like in the show, they both have, like he has a girlfriend and she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like common. Like they're like, we don't talk about it, but it's like, yeah, this is what's up. And Nicholas Holt plays him as like childish, like fuck boy. And it's so cringy to watch him assert dominance because he's an idiot.
Yeah, there was a part that I didn't put in there, but when I was doing my research, it said that like he was so childish that when he was an adult, he would make like his chambermaids come in and like play with toys on his bed that were like army soldier toys. That's like the only way he could fall asleep.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Catherine the Great's just like knocked the fuck out next to him like, oh my God, I can't fucking wait to get out of here.
That's so crazy. She's like, I'm going to execute the fuck out of you.
Right. And like in a way I was like a little bit sad because at first I was like, oh no, she ended up doing the thing that she never wanted to do, which was like get married and be some like motherfucker's wife. But then she really said, flip the script, throw the coup, become the great.
Put like, my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
And get a shiny ass crown to top it all off.
I mean, the crown, I hope the crown is Googleable. It must still exist.
I wonder where it is. Let me look it up. Catherine.
Because you don't just misplace 4,900 diamonds.
Oh my God. It's called the Imperial Crown of Russia. I'm texting you a picture of it.
Okay.
It is like, it almost looks fake.
The best things always do, honey.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Damn.
Oh, wait. Where did it go?
Damn.
It was 5 pounds at most, and it was 32,800 carats.
I mean, this has got to be like, there's no, it's there's no price. Like, it's priceless.
They say that the crown remained in Moscow for safekeeping. And then in 1922, they were recataloged and transferred to the state treasury. The crown and other pieces of jewelry were collected into the state depository of treasurers, later the Diamond Fund, and discussions were carried out with French and British experts as to the possibility of selling off some of the crown jewels to raise foreign currency. The experts advised against selling such pieces of the crown, orb, and scepter, arguing that they were unlikely to attract their historic worth. Nevertheless, the crown jewels were exhibited in 1922 for two journalists of the New York Times who wrote about it, but I don't know where it is now.
Huh.
Where is the... Almost knocked over my drink.
Cool, oh, cool, my cool. God.
Where is the imperial crown? In the halls of the Diamond Foundation of the Russian Federation in the building of the Armory of the Moscow Kremlin. Okay, so Putin's got it.
Putin!
Do you think he puts it on? Do you think he, like, walks around at night with it and is like, I got better.
If not, oh my God, if I had it, I would like have Grindr boys over and like wear it while I'm hooking up.
I feel like you want to touch it.
Yeah, right. Putin. Oh.
That's all I have for this
week. That was a lot. I cannot believe how much you had just like ready. Like, you didn't stumble once.
That's a Host Throughout History episode, baby. We got a lot to cover, you know, why she is the way she is, who she became, etc.
What? Astrological sign is she, do you know?
I don't. Should I look it up?
I mean, no. I thought that'd be maybe an interesting facet of a hoe in history. Like, at what point?
She was an Aries. Fire sign, baby.
That explains so much.
Yeah. I think.
Wow.
You got anything else, Zachary?
Check out ZachNoeTowers.com for tour dates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
How about you?
I'm doing stand-up again, so I'll be posting about shows I'm doing soon.
Oh, my God.
And, like, me and Zach are putting it out into the universe that we want to host a show at a cafe that we love, so I'm putting that out in there.
Yes. I've made the connection. I just need Yay. To follow up. Yeah.
All right, confidants, have a fantastic summer weekend, and we'll see you next week.
And leave a review that we'll read on air.
Very good. Very good, Zachary. See you next
week. Love you.